Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome one and all. Grand rising to each and every one of you. We welcome you to More Insight. Hallelujah. And I am your host, Angela D. So we invite you to join us by calling in at 516-595-8307. Or you can connect with us through the internet at blogtalkradio.com/more insight. Oh, we are excited where God have us. Hallelujah. Our topic on this platform from this day forward will be talking about spiritually minded. Spiritually minded is life and peace. And so as we start off and kick off this new platform on More Insight, we want to acknowledge our Father in everything. And so because we want to go deeper, deep waters in the name of Jesus, we ask the Holy Spirit to dwell in our place, in our sanctuary, over our computers, and over our space where we're at now, in the name of Jesus. And so we go to our Father throne. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, we honor, and we praise you, for you are, Abba, our Father, worthy to be praised. And Lord, we ask that you send forth your ministering spirits, hallelujah, to touch each and every one of us. Hallelujah. Let the word come forth, touch our heart, heal our heart, deliver in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, heal the broken in heart and bind up the wounds in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let your Holy Spirit be upon us, the anointing power of your Spirit, hallelujah, to give us new revelation, hallelujah, for us to understand the seed in which, hallelujah, that we should become ever more spiritually minded. Lord, we give it all to you. Hallelujah. Have your way, Father. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Welcome one and all to More Insight. I'm your host, Angela D. We thank you for joining us tonight. We're so excited about this new platform as far as we're still on More Insight, but we have grown, you know, from the very beginning of Sister Girl Network, Inc. In 2014, we started on the phone doing a conference call. And so from the very beginning, God has been moving us to grow spiritually, right? And so now where we're at, right, we're walking in spiritual authority. And because of that, we only can walk in spiritual authority through the Holy Spirit. And so that means that we must be growing ever the more spiritually minded to walk in our authority. Because it is our mind that becomes the battlefield for our flesh, for the enemy, for the bondage, for the chains to govern our lives. And so the base scripture that we, the foundational scripture that we, one of the scriptures that we will start with is Romans 8, 6 through 8. For it reads, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God." That means an enemy against God. "For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God." Romans 8, 6 through 8. And so I encourage you to get your journal, you know, or you all that know me that are truly a part of the ministry of the platform, know that I always talk about writing in your journal. And so I encourage you to get your journal as we allow the Holy Spirit to take us deeper into deep waters, as we allow the Holy Spirit to renew our mind ever the more, right? To strengthen us spiritually as we walk in spiritual authority. And so the first scripture is what? Romans 8, 6 through 8. And that's our foundational scripture for this topic. Spiritually minded is life and peace. You know, the word of God tells us that there are two paths. A path of wisdom and a path of wicked. Proverbs 4 talks about that. But then Jesus even talked about it in Matthew's, where Jesus described it as two ways. He says one lead to destruction and the other lead to life. Then that is in Matthew's. That is in Matthew 7, 13 to 14. And so what are we saying? We're saying that in our journey, we must grow spiritually. We must move from a carnal mindset to a spiritual mindset. What did I just read? Romans 8, 6 through 8, which tells us that a carnal mindset is the enemy of God, right? Okay. We thank God for the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit is our comforter, our helper. And so the Spirit strengthens us. We are led by the Spirit, sealed by the Spirit, have the Spirit as a earnest, and bear the fruit of Spirit. And so we're nothing without the Holy Spirit, right? And so as we look as we're moving in this season where things might feel like urgency is going on. You might cannot put a name to it, but it's an urgency going on that we walk in our spiritual authority through the Holy Spirit, that we move a carnal mindset to a spiritual mindset. Right? We are living in difficult times. No, you know, we see that, right? We see difficult things. We see where, you know, at this point, we need a separate jobs to buy food. We see the different falling away. We see media, how certain things they pushing for us in there to make us an agreement with, right? And I know some say, oh, we good. We don't have to do all that. God, the victory is already ours. Oh, yeah, we get caught up and we don't even understand our part. We have a part in this journey. And yes, victory is mine. But see, I got to get there. I got to get to the victory. See, I got to persevere. I got to keep my faith. I got to show love in spite of. I got to still have the joy in the midst of the trials and tribulations and the hip-hop. And so guess what God said? I have sent my one and only begotten son to save you. And then he said when he told his disciples in that time, he said, go to the upper room. I'm going to give you something. What was he giving? He was giving them a helper, knowing that's what we need. See, we need the Holy Spirit ever the more. We need the Holy Spirit in this journey. When we are born again in the Spirit, that we must do to become whole. There are still chains that have to be broken off of us. First, with our minds. Starting with our mind. You know, no king or queen enter battle without carefully examining its resources and developing battle strategy. Luke 14:31 tells us, oh, what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000. We all have a choice to pick up our weapons of warfare, to understand our life as God's chosen one, his holy people, his priesthood, his holy nation. See, that's what this platform topic, where we're at now, spiritually minded, is life and peace about. It's a platform to carefully evaluate the strategies, weapons, and the power available to us to destroy the work of darkness. See, Satan has power, but he has no authority. That's why it will always go to our agreement with things, right? When we're feeling under the weather, right? And instead of saying, I plead the blood of Jesus over my head, instead of going into the war, right, going praying and using our weapons of warfare, we agree to it. And we say, oh, I feel sick, right? So now that we have gave that affirmative authority our head, so our authority to the whole through the Holy Spirit stops Satan's power on earth. That's what the Holy Spirit do. That's what our weapons of warfare do. It stops Satan's power here on earth. See, there's no faking it until we make it. As believers, as children of God, there's no faking it until we make it. I went to fellowship a couple of Sundays with a few sister girls, wanted me to fellowship with them. And the bishop that was doing the service, that's what he said. And I giggle, right? Because I know with me in the world, I heard that all the time. Oh, just fake it until you make it. Just fake it. And see, but with God, there's no faking it until we make it, right? There's no in between. We either for God or we on Satan's side. There's no in between. You could read Revelation with the churches, and you could see how God was truly on that lukewarm church, right? So there's no in between. Ain't no neutral grounds. You either for God or you for Satan. See, there are things we cannot neglect in our journey, and that's our one-on-one time with our Heavenly Father, prayer, and the Word of God. Those are what push us to constantly grow, to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. The process that we have to participate in. That's the process we have to participate in. The transformation by the renewing of our mind. See, when we give our life to Christ and we become born again in the Spirit, we have already the spirit realm on notice who we serve. We don't already let Satan in his kingdom know that we claim kingdom We claim God, our Christ, Lord, and Savior as our King of Kings. And so that's why we have the Bible, the Word of God, the hammer, the two-edged sword. Because for real, the Bible, it reads like a military book. History. You have prophecy in it. You have instructions and principles. And you have instructions as like it's a military manual. Because being spiritually minded is not just about a spiritual warfare. Where Romans 8 tells us it's life and peace. See, that's how we are able to truly enjoy our abundance life right here and right now. See, that's where we be, where we understand and we embrace God's grace over our life, right? We walk in our salvation, right? We don't agree to anything that go against who God tell us we are. That's why the mind is so important. It's what you believe. It's how you embrace it. It's what you use to bring those thoughts under captivity. See, those thoughts, that agreement that we're making daily, not realizing that that becomes a doorway to the strongholds. You know the strongholds I'm talking about, the strongholds like fear. Not enough. Rejection. Abuse. Anger. And that's to name a few. And see, when we allow those strongholds, those thoughts, those lies in our mind, and we don't pull them under the obedience, pull them into captivity in the doors for the strong man, permitting it to come in. See? It binds you. That's when you get bound up, and now you're in the spirit of limitation, spirit of poverty, familiar spirits, and haughtiness. And see, that's how we're going to grow and allow God to strengthen us. See, we can always grow. It don't matter where we're at in our journey. It does not matter how long we've been in our journey. We can always be growing. We should always be growing, moving from grace to grace. There's no stagnant. And see, that's why we have the yoke of the anointing, right? The yoke will be destroyed. The yoke destroyed. The anointing power of the Holy Spirit destroy yoke. That's how we break the strongholds and not agree, go in agreement with them, right? For though we walk in flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down strongholds. When we look at how awesome it is that we don't have to walk alone in this journey. We will be doing a segment on it. And see, that's we have to break this down. It's a lot. It's a lot in a way where times we want things quick, fast, and in a hurry, right? Oh, man, come on, hurry up. What's this? taking so long. I don't want to hear all that woo, 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 woo. And to see sometimes because in that haste, right, in that rush, we miss that word. That word that might be your breakthrough. We miss that word that might be a revelation to you, right? That word that might heal you. That word that might strengthen you for another day. All in the haste of it. Hurry, hurry, quick, quick. And so the first thing we must do is to be willing to go through the process, right? The first thing we must be willing to do is to start at the root. See, sometimes when we constantly dealing with the same thing, it's because we need to go down to the root, right? Sometimes we have to spend some time with that thing and walk in truth. Walk in truth. You know, sometimes God move quickly and will move us quickly. Because in the name of Jesus, I'm telling you that this is the season that God is putting such an urgency in us. There's some things that's coming forth that there's no longer time to dip and dab in the carnal mindset. Being spiritually minded, it touch our soul that allow the peace that surpass all understanding come forth in the midst of all, that allow us to love in spite of, that allow us to have that abundance life, joy in the midst of all the trials and tribulations. And so, next week, we got to stay with the strongholds versus the strong man, right? Because we got to get the mind moving, being transformed. And so we have to stay on the mindset to awaken some things, to break some things. And so, see, sometimes we say things like, well, you know, that's your truth, but now I got my truth. But we're not dealing with my truth, your truth, and somewhere in between. Instead, we are dealing with the spirit of truth, our helper. John 14, 17 and 18. The spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. The spirit of truth. Truth is something that can have any of us run from in flesh. But see, in spirit, we understand it is essential. For the spirit of truth convict us in our messiness, convict us in word or deed that is not pleasing unto the Father. And so we embrace that. See, that's the transformation by the renewing of the mind, where we are being transformed from carnal mindset to spiritually mindset. And so now we understand certain things that once will have us kicking and screaming, saying certain things we shouldn't, and that is what truth, right? I don't want to hear that. I don't want nobody judging me. You can't tell me. Only God can judge me. And see, that's not even scripture. That's not even in the scripture. Only God. God, we all will be judged by God, right? But Ezekiel, when we see evil, we are to call it out. We are to say something about it, or the blood is on our hands. Instruction. You know, sometimes we have to understand that it's easy to to compromise in certain things and to, you know, stray a certain way, and we can all be in that place at any time. And so it's on us, one for another, to pull a shirt tail, you know, pull your shirt tail, let you know something. You know, God so loves us. And what we fail to realize, in our love, there is correction, right? We all need it. We all need it, right? And it's because I love you. I'm willing to stand and take the fiery darts for you. To tell you when you're going to the left. To tell you what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, what I'm feeling in the spirit concerning you. Spiritually minded about. Why is it essential to our life in peace? Let me just say this. You know, as children of God, and the Holy Spirit dwells within us, right? And so as believers, children of God, as his chosen one, his holy nation, his priesthood, peculiar people, because the Holy Spirit draws, because the Holy Spirit is within me, dwells in me, dwells in you. We don't have to worry about being possessed by demons. Being possessed, right? But we do have to walk in truth about being affected. Satan kingdom. Oh, truth. Because there's a difference, right? There's a difference. You know, we look at the woman in the synagogue with the issue of infirmity, right? And she was affected. And Jesus actually called her the daughter of Abraham. And so she dealt with that spirit of infirmity and was bound, which bound her now. When we look at it, Jesus called her a daughter of Abraham. So this is a woman of God, a righteous woman, the daughter of Abraham, right? But she was affected by the spirit of infirmity, right? And it bound her for 18 years, right? So Jesus healed her, right? So that's my thing. I want us not to get tripped up. I want us to not be stuck. I want us to shake off the spirit of religion and become spiritually minded through the Holy Spirit, to understand our journey, to understand our authority, right? To know that, no, because the Holy Spirit dwells in me, I will not be possessed by the demons, but they can affect my life. And so now I must walk in my spiritual authority. And what do that take? That take me being spiritually minded. Spiritually minded is kingdom thinking. That's kingdom thinking. See, the world is the field, right? The world is the field. That's the field where the seeds are being planted, right? The good seeds of the children of King of God, the kingdom of God. But then you got the tares of the children of the wicked one. And we're planted in this world, the seeds, We're planted in this world, which is the field, and we look alike. But in due season, there is a separation that's going on. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Being spiritually minded, what is this about? It's about your soul prospering, right? You know, 3 John 2, it talks about, it says, prosper in all things and be good health, in good health, right? I'm paraphrasing it. Just as your soul, see, that's how you prosper in all things. That's how you become in good health, when your soul prospers. Your soul, your mind is part of your soul. It is your mind, your will, and your emotions. So when your soul prospers, it strengthens you in health, and you prosper in all things. I remember that book. Joyce Meyer wrote, what was that, the battlefield of the mind? I'm probably quoting it wrong, but it was something with the battlefield in the mind. Oh, you're talking about truth right there. Now, I haven't read the book, but I heard of it, but that's the truth, because the mind is the main battlefield in spiritual warfare. Goes back to the strongholds, right? We cannot agree when we hear those thoughts that tell us we're not enough, that have us walking in fear. That spirit of rejection, abuse, anger, those are strongholds. And that's when we must bring every thought into captivity under the obedience of our Christ Lord Jesus. The mind is so valuable to God because it is attached to our soul, because it controls our word and deed. Because so much comes in it as we grow spiritually minded. We even understand that as we call forth the Holy Spirit to intercede for us, as we spend time in the Word of God, as we spend time with Abba Father, as we pray, it pulls us in a conscious state of mind where we're thinking and we're reasoning, where the Holy Spirit can speak and strengthen. Oh. Even when we look at our weapons of warfare. In the name of Jesus, that's a weapon. That's a weapon. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That is one of our weapons. Oh, we might not hear a lot of people talking about it, but hear me when I tell you that is a weapon of warfare. When we say in the name of Jesus, 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 I'm trying to tell you, the spirit realm know who we're talking about. Even if we look at Mark 16, it talks about it. I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but it talks about the signs shall follow them that believe. In the name, in my name, should they cast out demons. And you can read it in your spare time. Mark 16. It talks about the signs shall follow them that believe. And in my name should they cast out demons. So one of our weapons of warfare is in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Then another one, the whole armor of God. Then you have prayer. And then we have the sword of the Spirit, the hammer, the two-edged sword, the word of God, anointing oil, the power of the Holy Spirit, fasting, praise, and worship. You know, praise is so it's so valuable. It's so essential to our life. It is even in deliverance. We must know that even as we broke free or we have been delivered from certain spirits and any tormenting spirits, we must praise God afterwards, right? In the midst of it, praising God, right? That's part of the warfare. That's our weapon. That's our weapon to be totally broke free. And even Psalms 91, that's a good scripture. And it's 1 through 16. See, as we actively embrace our life. This is our life now. As we actively embrace, engage, participate. This is the part of our journey that we must participate in. You know, Romans 12:2. For me, that was the scripture that I heard all the time, coming from the pulpit, brothers and sisters quoting it. But I'm here to tell you, for real, I'm here to tell you that it wasn't. It wasn't until I start seeking God for myself, getting into the word of God for myself, thirsting and hungering after righteousness, spending time with one of God. When that one scripture resonates so deep within me, the revelation from it, oh, I thank God for all the other, you know, the men and women that came before, hallelujah, with that scripture. But I'm telling you, that's a scripture that say so much to her. Romans 12:2 tells us, it says, and do not be conformed to this world. We can't be conformed to this world. How can you show someone something different if you're doing the same thing they doing? Say. How can you be a light if you're playing around in darkness? It tells us, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, you can't be transformed until there's a process, a renewing of your mind, until your mind is moved from a carnal mindset and a spiritual mindset. Now, side note, for real. No one is saying that because you're spiritually minded that you ain't going to have no trials and tribulations because you're spiritually minded. Everything going to be right, tight, and all put together. But see, this is where we have to walk in truth, right? That's part of our life. That's a given. Ain't nobody caught up in that because I'm a child of God. That's how we operate. I'm walking in my spirituals. See, it's what you agree to. It's all in your agreement. That's why it has to be a mind change. Because see, when your mind changed from a carnal to a spiritual, you no longer are making agreement with what those thoughts say. You bringing them into captivity. You walking in your spiritual authority through the Holy Spirit, right? So the transformation, transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then it tells you that you may prove what that good are. The example of a transformed mindset from carnal to spiritually. See, you showing that world. Well, that's why that scripture starts with do not be conformed to the world. It's talking about the world. What image are you showing the world? What are you showing the world? What are you showing the world? What are you showing the world? You know, sometimes we must understand. I can remember some years after I gave my life to Christ. It was a few years or so. And I remember sharing this with a sister. You know, because sometimes in truth, for real, see, we got to embrace truth. Now, me personally, I was always a truthful person, even in my messy days. Old creature. And so even now, being transparent, I'm telling you, I know I'm not the only one. When I gave my life to Christ, and a few years later, I remember sharing with a sister, and I said to her, I was like, okay, now, I thought when I became born again, that I'm good. I ain't got to be doing all this, you know. The victory is mine. The battle already been won. And so she said to me, she said, I don't know what to tell you. And she called me D, because at that point, wasn't nobody calling me D. wasn't nobody calling me Angela. I was D then, right? I was still D. Okay, I was a D. I wasn't Angela D. I was just D. And so after the conversation with my sister, we laughed about it. And a week later, she said something to me. She said that she had thought about what I said. And she said she kind of feel the same way, because she was saying that if she knew what she knew, she probably wouldn't have been so quickly, right? You see the struggles because it was the end, right? But it's the beginning. But how many of us are not told that, right? So then we have years of struggle. Oh, years that we're struggling. And while we're struggling, we've been affected through the spiritual realm, right? Because we're agreeing to things that we shouldn't, right? And so, you know, we're giving Satan and his kingdom. See, we're giving them authority over our life, right? Because they got the little power, but they show signs and wonders and all that. Okay, we know that, right? But they have no authority over a child of God unless God give it to them. And when God give it to them, you're going to still be saved. Look at Job. So sometimes we forget, or sometimes we're not told about the process, transformation by the renewing of our mind, how essential that is for our peace in our life. Because it takes us from a carnal mindset to a spiritual mindset. Now, I read Romans 8. 6-8 at the beginning, where it says a carnal mind is an enemy against God. where it says the flesh cannot please God. And so it comes down to, what do you believe? That's your role. That's your role in the process in being spiritually minded. It goes to your belief. If you believe what scripture tells you, that a carnal mindset or carnally minded is death. Carnal mind is the enemy against God. Flesh cannot please God. Then we have to embrace, understand, and walk in the Spirit, to be led by the Spirit, to understand the transformation by the renewing of our mind, to go through the process. Are you ready? There's a war going on, whether you participate or not, and every day it touches you in some type of way, whether you engage or not. There's a spiritual realm, whether you want to accept it or not. They are spiritual entities that bind and try to affect us as children of God every day, whether we agree or not. And so we have to engage to the point where we don't get wiped out, to the point that we persevere, to the point that we prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God as his chosen ones, as his holy nation, his priesthood, his peculiar people. See, that's when we start spiritually minded. We even understand the footmen, how they come forth to make us weary. And see, we know it's time to we war. we pick up our weapons and we do what we're supposed to do, because we're kingdom, right? And so then when the horses come, oh, we ready. See, that's what Jeremiah 12 talked about, that when the Lord says, if you have run with the footmen and they have made you worry. I'm paraphrasing it, you know. I don't have the scripture in front of me, but I know it's Jeremiah 12. And sometimes I might not even give you the exact. I'm saying Jeremiah 12. I don't remember the verse, 4 or 5. But you go and you read Jeremiah 12. Read the whole. See, sometimes we miss everything because we want things quick, but that's not how we operate. The Holy Spirit don't operate like that, because first our heart has to get touched in such a way, right? From stone to flesh, it becomes like clay, and God can touch it and cleanse it and search it in a way like no other. And so God go deep. It's nothing on surface. So I'm going to leave you with this. What is spiritual warfare? Ephesians 6:12 tells us, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Okay, so Ephesians 6:12 tells us what spiritual warfare is. And then at 13, it tells us what? It gives us instruction. It says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all, to stand. And then 14 goes on and tell us what the whole armor of God is. And so 14 says, stand therefore, having geared your waist with truth. Ah, the word of God. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness. See, one of the things the enemy is accuser. We must understand that. When those thoughts come in your head and start accusing you, you know they are not of God. And what do? You bring every thought in under the obedience of Christ. And so you can bring scripture in and you can say things like, Satan, you are a liar. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I am his chosen one. He said, for he had played a greatness. That's why the word of God is so important, right? Breastplate of righteousness. And having shone your feet with the preparations of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all saints in the name of Jesus. As we allow the Holy Spirit to take us deeper for more revelation, we will be talking about strongholds versus strong man. We will talk about possession versus effect. As I said, earlier, right, that we know as children of God, the Holy Spirit dwells within us, so ain't no demons possessing us as, because they light can't inhabitate in the same place of darkness. But we know we can be effective. See, that's where we have to get, right? We can't get, don't get duped, right? Can't get duped. Spirit be minded, it's life and peace. I want to leave you with this scripture. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. And it reads, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's the scripture I want to leave you with until we meet again next week. That's 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. In the name of Jesus. So I thank God for this time. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I plead the blood of Jesus over our goings and over our comments. I plead the blood of Jesus over every word that went forth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, let your anointed power spread it in such a way to heal, to deliver, to break free in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over this platform. I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every sister, girl, every brother, man, in the name of Jesus. May you go forth in peace, and may you go forth in love. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. We can loose ourselves from any control of darkness in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 52:2-3 tells us, shake yourself from the dust, arise, sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bonds of your neck, O captured daughter of Zion. For thus said the Lord, you have sold yourself for nothing, and you should be redeemed without money. In Jesus' name. Plead the blood of Jesus over mind control, double-mindedness, depression, shame, guilt, confusion, mental illness, and forgetfulness in the name of Jesus. May we put our helmet on daily. Take it up in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So thank you, sister girls and brother men, for joining us tonight on More Insight. Our topic was spiritually minded is life in peace. Our foundational scripture is Romans 8:6-8. For I gave many scriptures, but that's our foundation. May those words strengthen you, keep you, and bless you. I thank each and every one of you all for joining us tonight on More Insight. God bless you. Peace.